So overall, you know, it's a very interesting election. The primary had a number of contested races, both on the Democrat side and also on the Republican side. Interesting that seven incumbent legislators were defeated in the primary by other Republicans, or in the case of Bob Herron. And it looks like a very close race in Barrow still to be decided with the absentee ballots. The Binney-Naugiak race is very close. So the incumbents, Jim Culver, Wes Keller, and Bob Lynn, were defeated. And interesting that more conservative Republicans were elected in those races. Also interesting to note that two incumbent legislators that moved from the House over to the Senate, Lynn Gaddis and Craig Johnson, did not win the primary. A newcomer to politics, Natasha von Imhoff, a former Inford School Board member, has won the Republican primary election in the race against Craig Johnson. So that's a very interesting outcome. She's the more moderate of the candidates in that race. And in the race against Lynn Gaddis, another interesting outcome, a local assembly member won that race. Also, nine incumbents fended off challengers, Shelley Hughes, Dave Tallarico, Mark Newman, Dan Sadler, Laura Reinbold, Liz Vasquez, Lance Pruitt, Paul Seaton, and possibly Binney-Naugiak, although, as I said, it's a very close race yet. It may even be a coin toss. We've seen those in Alaskan politics in the past, and it may come down to a coin toss. It's that close. Now, it's very difficult to draw any conclusions. I think in the case of some of the Republican primaries, it looks like more conservative candidates are getting elected, signaling that they're looking for more budget reductions and kind of a leaner, meaner government, if you will. And then in the case of the Senate, the Natasha von Imhoff race and the race against Lynn Gaddis, both of those primary winners are more supportive of the permanent fund plan and moving forward with the governor's plan. So I think that's a good outcome. Up north, the Bob Herron and the Binney-Naugiak race, those are two Democrat seats that were challenged by Democrats and were heavily supported by Anchorage Democrats, and even Mark Begich got involved in some of those races. It does have an impact on organization for rural Democrats that are part of the majority caucus in the House. That could change, have an impact on organization. But also, it looks like there's a couple of close races in the general. Down in Ketchikan, there's a very close race for the Dan Ortiz race that could go to the Republican Bob Sievertson. And then up north, the Adam Wolf race is very close, and that could switch from Democrat to Republican. So anyway, it's really too early to draw any conclusions on how this will impact the organization. You know, I'm disappointed that Representative Herron was not reelected. He's been a very strong champion for coastal Alaska, and I was disappointed with that outcome. But overall, a very interesting night, low voter turnout, unfortunately.